Penguin Random House Audio presents To Stop a Warlord, My Story of Justice, Grace, and the Fight for Peace. Read by the author, Shannon Sedgwick Davis, with Kevin R. Free.
Intentions. I wrestled incessantly with whether or not to tell this story. In some ways, the decade-long journey felt too sacred for paper. In our shared efforts to help protect those vulnerable to Joseph Kony's violence in Central Africa, I worked with incredible souls, people who were united in giving their all to push humanity forward and past some terrifying events. I feel honored and humbled to have met so many of these heroes along the way. Some of those people in this story remain in positions of government or have profiles that could be affected by their appearance in this book. I've changed several names in order to protect these people. Certain details of sensitive operations have been omitted. Although I seek to honor all the participants' unique perspectives and contributions, this story is by necessity my account, describing experiences from my perspective. Given the nature of military operations, we didn't always have full visibility of every dynamic at play. And the story is limited to my perspective and understanding of the events that unfolded. For times I was not present, I relied heavily on the recollections and stories that were relayed to me. I did my best to corroborate each of these stories, but due to the long time that had passed, exact details and dates could not always be confirmed. More than anything, I hope this book serves as an encouragement to engage more deeply in the issues of injustice in the world, to look at the problems around us and seek creative solutions. I hope it adequately honors the local heroes on the ground and encourages more of locally driven solutions in the areas of poverty and conflict. I hope it inspires deep listening, lively discussion, and thoughtful action as we strive toward a world with more justice, accountability, and love. Part 1. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. Martin Luther King, Jr. Chapter 1. To Stop a Warlord. It was long after midnight in San Antonio, Texas, when the phone rang. Brody, my 4-year-old, had crawled in beside me an hour or two before and was taking up most of the bed. I never sleep deeply anymore, even at home, even in the middle of the night. When I heard my cell phone ring, I was quick, pulling on my robe, heading for the back porch where I took my early morning calls from the field. The alarm on the back door beeped as I crossed into the night. Steps away from my sleeping husband and sons, I suddenly felt as distant from them as I did during my trips to Central Africa, where I slept alone in a tent, surrounded by the snoring of hundreds of men, where being so far from my family was a physical ache in my chest. Laren Poole's voice came through the static of his satellite phone. Laren managed the operations of our mission in the field. His voice rippled with urgency as he spoke the words, the coded phrase we had devised should a moment like this ever arise. "Boss," he said, "it's time to bet the farm." My heart leapt and my stomach dropped, some combination of excitement and dread, my mind whirring with the additional resources we'd need to pull together in support of a targeted operation, an unconventional collaboration between the Ugandan military, U.S. Special Forces, humanitarian organizations, and the Bridgeway Foundation, the organization that I run. Our cobbled-together alliance of private and public, military, and humanitarian organizations was piloting a new way of trying to stop mass atrocities, and Laren's words were the signal that it was time to go all in on our mission to catch Joseph Kony. It was 2013, and by that point, Joseph Kony and his Lord's Resistance Army, LRA, had terrorized the citizens of 4 countries in Africa for more than 25 years. The numbers were staggering. More than 100,000 dead. At least 30,000 children abducted and forced to become soldiers or sex slaves. At the height of the conflict, 90% of the northern Ugandan population, almost 2 million innocents,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?